Hello and welcome to this segment of Health Talk. My name is Kevin Brogan and it's both my pleasure and privilege to welcome two very special guests to our segment today. First and foremost, we have Dr. Robert O. Young. Welcome, Dr. Young.
Thank you, Kevin.
Dr. Young is a biochemist, microbiologist, and research scientist and has dedicated most of his life to studying how our bodies work at the cellular level. He's a pioneer in the field of colloidal technology and is the author of several books, the most recent being the AOL Time Warner publication, The pH Miracle, already going into its fifth printing in less than 1 year. Also joining us today is Stephanie McCanley of InnerLight Incorporated, the company that exclusively markets and distributes the InnerLight brand name products created by Dr. Young. Welcome to you also, Stephanie.
Thank you, Kevin. I always look forward to the opportunity to talk with Dr. Young and learn more about the new biology and to talk about the incredible product line he's developed.
Great. Thank you for being here. To begin with, I'd like to briefly explain to you how I came to be here. I've personally been involved in the health industry for the past 14 years and first heard about Dr. Young through an Anthony Robbins event early in May of 2000. I got a hold of some audio tapes that day that literally changed my life and shifted my outlook on health and nutrition. Up until that point, I was eating what I thought to be a healthy diet, which included generous amounts of fruit, and the remainder of that diet being split between a balance of complex carbohydrates and proteins and consuming as little fat as possible. Although outwardly I looked okay, I had many challenges, mainly with energy levels. Also, concentration levels and cognitive thought process was Spartan at best, and I had many what I know to be now signs of yeast and candida infestation. Within several days of taking InnerLight's core products, which are the Super Greens and Prime pH, I noticed remarkable improvement in my energy and vitality. The fog in my head cleared, and I had tremendous clarity and peace of mind for the first time in my life. I actually started sleeping better, and after several weeks on this product, my sugar cravings that had literally been with me for decades subsided, and I began to make better and more natural choices where my diet was concerned. Dr. Young's philosophy, known as the New Biology, is a simple and straightforward approach to health. Simply put, the New Biology states that there's only one sickness and one disease, and that is the over-acidification of the body due primarily to an inverted way of living, thinking, and eating. This over-acidification leads to an overgrowth in the body of microorganisms whose poisons produce the symptomologies that we call, and most of today's medical profession refers to, as disease. Dr. Young also believes that there's only one sickness and there can only be one remedy, and that is to alkalize the body. What I'd like to do now is actually go to Dr. Young and have him explain to you his scientific findings. Would you actually walk us through and walk the people out there who are listening today through the new biology and your concepts?
Thank you. Over the last 15 years, I've been involved in cellular microbiology, and I've been studying the states of cells and how they organize and disorganize. And I've also been studying the effects of foods and their effect on the organized cell. And as I've looked at different diets from all around the world, and as I've looked at different symptomologies, I've come up with this foundational statement, which I refer to as the new biology. And the new biology states that there is only one sickness and one disease. Now, I know many of you may perceive that this is quite hard to believe, that there can only be one sickness and one disease. But I believe that there is, that this one sickness and one disease is the over-acidification of the body due to foundationally an inverted way of living, eating, and thinking. And that this over-acidification leads to cellular breakdown, and as cells begin to break down, they begin giving birth to microorganisms. So there's an overgrowth in the body of microorganisms, and as they ferment our glucose, as they ferment our proteins and fats, they produce poisons, which I call acids, which produce the symptoms we call disease. So there is only one treatment. If there's only one sickness, there is only one treatment. And of course, the one treatment is to break the cycle of this inverted way of living, eating, and thinking and alkalize and energize our bodies. So about 8 years ago, I wrote a book called One Sickness, One Disease, One Treatment. And I postulated this theory of this one sickness and one disease, as if there is only one sickness, one disease, and one treatment, then there needs be a cycle of imbalance. That this cycle of imbalance had four stages. The first stage in the cycle of imbalance is there needs to be some physical or emotional disturbance. Now, those disturbances could be our thoughts, our words, our deeds. It could be external environments, anything from acid rain to electrical magnetic frequencies, polluted environments, carbon monoxide, our diets, which are too acidic, too much sugar in the diet, which is a major challenge in America today. Destructive emotions like anger can contribute, I believe, to a physical disturbance, even at the cellular level. These disturbances break down cells, and as cells begin to disorganize, they produce a byproduct, a waste product, an acid, which changes the environment, the internal environment. So there's a decrease in our internal pH, which compromises our internal environment, these acids that are produced through cellular breakdown. So cells begin to adapt to this cellular breakdown or this morbid environment. Therefore, healthy cells become unhealthy cells. And as healthy cells begin to disorganize, they give birth to, in the first phenomenon, bacteria, the second, yeast and fungus, and the third, molds. And these, in turn, create their own waste products, which become the debilitating acids or the waste products that pollute further our internal environment even more and impact the quality of our life for other healthy cells, leading to more physical disturbances. And so we get into this, what I refer to as a vicious cycle or the cycle of imbalance. Now, when we're in this acidic environment and then in this, the cycle of imbalance, some of the symptomologies we start experience are low energy, fatigue, poor digestion. We begin to gain weight as a protective measure to neutralize these acidities. Our thinking becomes unclear. It can be expressed in depression or anxiety. Aches and pains are always associated with the cycle of imbalance. In fact, you cannot have pain without acid or acid without pain. And of course, we begin feeling sick and tired. Acids affect our nervous system, our muscle. Our muscles become tenderized and begin to break down. Our skin tone, aging, wrinkling starts to present itself. Our brain becomes foggy and our organs become weak. We just feel sick and tired. Well, there's some foods that provide energy and there's some foods that do not. So I begin to measure how energetic food was. And so I started looking at how energetic the American diet. In fact, I came up with a whole new diet. As I looked at the typical diet, I began to measure that in hertz, actually megahertz. You probably are familiar with hertz as it relates to your computers. Like some of them are running at megahertz and many are now running at gigahertz. And it talks about frequency. And so we're measuring the vibrational frequencies of foods. And the typical diet I found was running between, oh, as low as 3 megahertz up to around 50 megahertz. I also found that a cancer cell was vibrating at approximately 40 megahertz. So I hypothesized that death began at 50 megahertz. I even measured chicken and hamburgers that measured 3 to 5 megahertz. And I also then measured the healthy organs of the body, the heart, the liver, the brain, and realized that when organs are healthy, they vibrate at around 70 megahertz. So that was my target. I started developing products around that. I started measuring ingredients that I was putting into my nutritional supplements and using the benchmark of 70 megahertz. And I created a whole process called microionization. And that microionization to return the energy back to the foods. And so as I measured and created a product called Super Greens, I was able to maintain the integrity, in fact, increase the vibrational frequencies of this sprouted grass and vegetables. and leaves up to around 250 megahertz. In fact, if you look at the supergreens, you'll notice the actual particles of these grasses standing up on end. And that's because of their electromagnetic energy. And this can be measured. So when we eat foods that are energized, that's going to contribute energy to our body. And when we eat foods that are not energized, that's going to pull energy from our body. There's another way to measure foods too as well. So not only the vibrational frequency, not only taking pictures using Carilion photography, but also measuring the pH. Now, pH is an acronym which stands for the power of hydrogen. And the pH scale runs from 1 to 14, and 7 being neutral, anything below 7 is acidic, anything above 7 is alkaline. And studying the blood as a microbiologist, I was able to determine using very delicate instruments to measure the pH in thousandths of the blood at 7.365. Now, I know that gets really detailed, but I believe it's important because when we think about our own body temperature at 98.6, and if it varies just one point, how do we feel? We start feeling a little bit ill. Just when it moves, let's say, 98.6 to 99 or to 100, we start feeling the effects of those very small, minute movements. The same thing is also perceived within the blood. And so I determined that the blood maintains itself at a very delicate balance of 7.365, just like our temperature at 98.6. Then I started measuring the pH of foods like broccoli and spinach and started developing products that would alkalize and energize the body, because in this paradigm of one sickness and one disease, I realized that health was maintained when we maintained that alkaline pH. And when we incorporated acid foods like hot dogs and beer and coffee and soda, we began contributing foods into our body which creates acids which starts lowering the pH of our blood and tissue. Now, the blood needs to be maintained at 7.365, so the body will do everything to preserve that delicate balance in the blood. The body is going to maintain alkalinity by pulling it from the bones and the muscles and throw that acid out through elimination organs, and if it doesn't get thrown out, it gets thrown out into the tissues. And so it's a balancing thing that the body goes through. This balance or imbalance between acid and alkaline and the need of the body to maintain alkalinity, and that there are foods that contribute to alkalinity. There are supplements like supergreens and prime pH that contribute to alkalinity. And as we move away from supplements and foods that contribute to acidity, this is when we're going to enjoy a higher quality of life. Well, a very simple metaphor that I express that I think sums up this whole etiology, this whole idea of this one sickness, one disease, one treatment, is found in a very simple question. What would you do if you had a fish, a goldfish, a fishbowl? What would you do if the fish is sick? Would you treat the fish or would you change the water? The answer is very simple. When the fish is sick, we very simply change the water. Well, the fish is a metaphor for the human cell. And the water that surrounds that fish is our internal environment, the fluids of our body, which makes up the majority of our body. 70% of our body is water, 30% of it's matter. When we focus on the context, when we focus on the environment, the fluids that surround the cells, this is the main problem of the cell. The cell, when it's sick and tired, is because of the environment, just like the fish. If the fish is sick, don't treat the fish, change the water. And when you begin to alkalize and energize your body with the inner light products, and as you start drinking the supergreens with the prime pH, you start reclaiming your inner terrain. One of the foundational packs that I created, and of course I compare this to a house, and I call it the house of health. And in any house, you have a foundation. And most houses have, of course, cornerstones. And in our house of health, we have four cornerstones. And so I develop a foundational pack. And there's four products in the foundational pack.